The last time DoD analyzed its bases in 2004, it estimated it had 24% more infrastructure than it needed. Keeping those bases open was one thing during a period when money flowed relatively freely to the Defense Department, but DoD argues that era is now over. Under sequestration, it's now eliminating training for military members, deferring maintenance on weapons systems and facilities, cutting back contracts, and furloughing most of its civilian employees. The department says under today's fiscal circumstances, paying to heat, cool, and maintain mostly empty buildings is not the smartest idea. Lawmakers are having none of that. In its version of the 2014 Defense Authorization Bill, the House Armed Services Committee voted earlier this month to prohibit DoD from even studying another round of base realignments and closures. The Senate is marking up its version of the bill in a closed session this week, but the subcommittee with jurisdiction over the issue passed similar language. New Hampshire Senator Jean Shaheen is the chair of the Armed Services Subcommittee on Readiness and Management Support.
I continue to believe, like many others, that we can't afford the upfront costs required to implement another BRAC, especially given the dramatically increased costs to implement BRAC 2005 and a continuing lack of specificity from the department on how such cost growth would be avoided in time.
DoD officials have gotten an almost universally hostile reception to BRAC during the annual round of posture hearings on Capitol Hill, but they say ignoring the problem won't make it go away. Bob Hale, DoD's comptroller, says the department needs to shed infrastructure, and times have changed a lot since the 2005 BRAC round. Most importantly, this time around, the military is shrinking rather than growing.
Congress constantly cites the high cost of the 2005 round. I give you that. It cost too much. But we didn't do what we normally do at BRAC rounds. We spent $35 billion on that little puppy. We didn't do what we normally do. That is just closed bases. We built a lot of facilities using BRAC rounds. We won't do that again in 2015. Congress likes to say that BRAC doesn't save money. That's just not true. The last five rounds are saving $12 billion a year for the American taxpayers right now, and I wouldn't want to be the comptroller if I had to find another $12 billion beyond what we've already had to find. BRAC is painful. It's painful for Congress. It's painful for communities. I understand that point, but we need it if we're going to move forward.
Hale made his case yesterday to the annual conference of the Association of Defense Communities, a group that represents state and local officials whose jurisdictions include military bases. In lieu of closing stateside bases, lawmakers are fixated on what they believe to be excess infrastructure outside each of their districts in Europe, Korea, and elsewhere. The Senate is currently considering a sense of the Senate resolution that would tell DoD to further analyze closing overseas bases and that closing U.S. bases is not affordable nor feasible. But DoD says it's already been aggressively shutting down overseas bases because in those cases it doesn't need a go-ahead from Congress. Catherine Hammack is the Army's Assistant Secretary for Installations, Energy, and Environment.
So between 2007 and 2017, our force structure in Europe is being reduced by 45%. We are reducing our facility footprint by 51%, our operating budget by 57%, to align our infrastructure with our force structure. We know how to do it. We know how to coordinate it. But our challenge here is that we can't manage our infrastructure the way that you would in a business because our board of directors, Congress, hasn't yet given us that authority.
Hammack says the Army is taking similar measures in Korea, reducing its base infrastructure by 40% there. The Air Force tells a similar story, saying it's cut its bases in Europe by 75% since the early 1990s. Kathleen Ferguson, the acting Assistant Secretary of the Air Force for Installations, Environment, and Logistics, says the service has not been able to divest much real estate at all back home.
If you look at BRAC 05 closed 8 little locations for the Air Force, 0.8% of our PRV. We've not done another capacity analysis since that time, but since that time we've reduced our force structure by 500 aircraft and about 8% of our active duty in strength to date. So anecdotally, we know we have excess capacity out there. And as Secretary Hammack pointed out, we're going to be spending dollars to maintain unnecessary facilities and installations. Now, is this something the department likes to do? No, the department never likes to do another round of BRAC, but this is something that we believe is necessary and is going to be necessary for the department and our nation as we go forward.
Recognizing that BRAC authority is a long shot in the near term, DoD officials say they're taking other near-term steps to try and manage their excess real estate in a less costly way. For example, Hammack says the Army is exploring new authority that Congress granted it just last year to develop intergovernmental agreements with state and local officials to provide services on military bases and make use of excess facilities on those bases.
For an instance, we were talking last night that perhaps we need snow removal and you need a place to store the trucks in the summer when you're not removing snow. If we have excess warehousing or excess motor pools, in exchange for you not having to build a new building to house the vehicles, you could use our vehicle storage in exchange for providing snow removal. So I think it's an opportunity and see if there's a way we could put our excess infrastructure to productive use, save money for the communities, and then save money for the bases as well.
And in a similar vein, Hale says DOD is now studying the way its medical facilities are organized.
We have remarkable degrees of underutilization in some of our hospitals and clinics. They haven't been restructured for many years. Medicine has moved much more toward outpatient care, and frankly, TRICARE is now so successful that many of the people who would have otherwise used the military treatment facilities are using TRICARE. We currently have an ongoing study that is looking for ways to restructure the military treatment facilities. So we continue to provide high-quality care. That will always be. We won't ever sacrifice that. But we need to come to grips with this underutilization. And some of that will be painful because we're going to be talking about consolidating or maybe even closing some military treatment facilities.
The Army's Hammack says the bottom line is that DOD cannot do much in the way of achieving cost savings with its stateside facilities unless lawmakers relent on their BRAC opposition. She made the case to local officials yesterday that another round of base closures, done smartly, could be a win-win for the cities and towns around military installations.
If we have real estate and you have a business that's looking for real estate, it only makes sense to come together and work for the benefit of this nation. So whether our real estate is in buildings, whether our real estate is in land, whether our real estate is in utility systems, we have capabilities that could be put to productive reuse. Because as we downsize, it's not benefiting any of us. Because it's a waste of taxpayer dollars to continue to operate a base that's half full.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.